An old proverb says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. This is going to be an exhilarating five-part series on the barriers to success. The first barrier to success is what we hear and refer to as a virus called wickedness. The word virus in the Latin language means poison or toxin. A virus can be defined as a viral infection, a parasitic and vicious bug that has the ability to rapidly reproduce. It can also be defined as a malicious kind of germ. Viruses always possess potent, contagious organisms that can lead to death. The human body system, for instance, produces unique antibodies that fight and arrest viruses. Therefore, it is important to always strive to boost the human immune system. Interestingly, there are some kinds of viruses that overpower the human immune system and could lead to death, such as the corona and Ebola viruses. Wickedness is akin to the virus that weakens the moral immune system and often invokes the dying process. One sure way to boost the immunity of our conscience is to upgrade our minds with moral vitamins. For the human body system, some infections may require mere antibiotics, while some others may require vaccinations or antiviral medications for treatment. Love is the vaccine and the antidote for that virus called wickedness, and it is a free gift to all. You see, wickedness has become second nature to human beings, but countless people do not even realize that it is a virus that injects venom into people's lives. Wickedness is like cancer that eats up a person slowly but steadily until it becomes malignant, and then death shows up. Some acts of wickedness are visible, like murder, kidnapping, robbery, terrorism, and diverse sexual misfeasance, such as rape. However, some are not visible. For example, deception, greed, malice, slander, jealousy, hatred, and so on. Many people justify their acts of wickedness even with religious innuendos. For instance, a man condescends to rape an 11-year-old girl but blames his actions on the influence of the devil. Meanwhile, it was he who wittingly bequeathed his mind to the so-called devil to plant treacherous seeds therein. Hatred is like fertile soil where seeds of wickedness are planted and germinate to produce misfortune and death. It all begins with a thought or an abhorrent desire. While the mind can be applied to create great things, it can also be harnessed to produce evil. A woman had been married for 16 years, but she had no child. The couple had tried every means possible to have a child, including the in vitro fertilization process, that is, the IVF process, wherein an egg is fertilized by sperm outside the human body. It is a major treatment for infertility when all other procedures of aided reproductive technology fails. Desperate to have a child by all means, the lady in due course subtly seduced one of her male colleagues at her workplace and lured him to have intercourse with her so she could conceive and make it appear that her husband was responsible for her pregnancy. Well, she did conceive, but eventually discovered that she had been infected by the HIV virus. Strangely, her male colleague claimed he was oblivious that he was infected with the HIV virus. Countless married women get pregnant outside the womb of their marriages and pretend that their husbands are responsible for their pregnancies. Thus, they produce children that were or are not biologically fathered by their husbands. Whenever one seduces such acts of wickedness, one inadvertently rules the dying process. A very sad incident occurred in April 2007 when a 23-year-old Korean named Seong Hyo Cho, described as a weird and moody loner and noted for his seldom speaking or smiling, became the mastermind of one of the worst campus massacres to take place in the United States of America when he used two handguns to murder 32 innocent, bright and promising undergraduates and professors at the Virginia Tech University, a community of about 25,000 people at that time. The mass murder was ruthlessly executed by that psychopath, an apparent deranged brute. Unfortunately, such atrocities have not and will not end. Indeed, the heart of man is deceitful, wicked, and above all things beyond cure. This wicked act decapitated the destinies of all the said victims. Similarly, an 11-year-old boy was publicly mobbed and burned alive in Lagos, Nigeria on the 16th day of October in the year 2005. That act of horror was captured on video camera and aired on a renowned television news network. lots of people who watched the gruesome act perpetrated by sadistic and lawless agents of wickedness were utterly outraged. Good gracious, an 11-year-old child. The little boy was accused of attempting to steal a baby, an allegation he passionately denied in spite of the inhumane and brutal assault on him. He was beaten mercilessly by about a dozen irate mob of men and boys. He was stoned and struck with sticks in broad daylight in an attack that lasted for about 20 minutes. And at the end, a used car tire was placed over this little boy's head and he was doused with gasoline and set ablaze. That teenage boy burned and roasted like an animal. He's gone forever. His destiny and potentials were decapitated and terminated by depraved minds. Wickedness is a snare that must be treated the way coronavirus is treated, as it is on a mission to hinder success and destroy many lives. The second barrier to success is what we refer to as a two-edged sword called ignorance and deception. Now, in your honest opinion, what do you think would compel a man who confessed overtly to have been having regular sexual intercourse with his own mother in an atrocious and fiendish bid to become rich? When a man is directed to have sexual intercourse with a mentally unstable woman in a graveyard at midnight, what do you deduce from such weird exercises? Everything is happening on daily basis all over the world. Sexual perversions are some of the new age warheads of ignorance and deception. Also, gender confusion is currently ravaging humanity like a plague. What will instigate a woman to fall in love with her biological brother and have constant sexual intercourse with him, insisting that they are incest sexual? What will compel a woman to marry her own son and live together with him as husband and wife, insisting that it is their right to do so? What could have made an Australian woman to have regular sexual intercourse with three of her teenage sons at the same time and post the video recordings on a pedophile website? Simple. Ignorance and deception. Two sides of the same coin. Venom that contaminates the human mind. Indeed, not a few are prisoners in the penitentiary of ignorance and deception. Gays, for instance, think that straights are ignorant about reality, but straights also think that gays are ignorant about reality. That is the game of ignorance and deception. They are seeds of misery, often planted in the soil of the human mind to plunder many lives and frustrate success. In ancient times, weapons of war were well-honed instruments of death. The Spartan and Roman armies were some of the most powerful and dreadful armies on earth, with deadly weapons like swords, spears, shields, axes, daggers, bows and arrows. Similarly, in the army of failure and misery, ignorance and deception are deadly weapons of mass destruction. In the hands of hardened ancient warriors, the shield serves both as a weapon of offense and defense. Likewise, in the army of failure and misery, ignorance and deception serve as a weapon of offense and defense. The ancient weapon of ignorance and deception are subtle, vicious instruments with cutting-edge capabilities that can rip through any heart. Weapons make a lot of difference in the battlefield. Ignorance and deception are some of the most skillfully crafted barriers to success, stockpiled in the armory of failure and misery. They are terrible weapons in the hands of criminal elements and depraved people. They exacerbate intolerance, wickedness, terrorism, and all other vices. From generation to generation, ignorance and deception have caused countless wars for power and territories. They are like a veil that covers one side. It is sometimes very difficult to convince someone who is gullibly ignorant. Ignorance and deception are very costly. They breed fear and give birth to evil works. They are like misguided miseries and one of the real enemies of humanity. They hinder progress and lead to backwardness and underdevelopment. Very often, ignorance and deception give birth to stupidity, fear, and failure. Knowledge is the unearthing of past ignorance and deception. Knowledge is power, but so are ignorance and deception. Even envy and acrimony are fruits of ignorance and deception. The only way to overcome this two-edged deadly sword called ignorance and deception is to seek and harness knowledge, because knowledge and truth are the antidote for ignorance and deception. Once these vices are overcome through knowledge, success would appear.